All right. Good afternoon, American Fork. My name is Emmett O'Leary. I am a music education professor at the Crane School of Music at the State University of New York in Potsdam, New York. And I am thrilled to be here in Pocatello, Idaho to hear your performance and see your performance here at Idaho State University. So thank you so much for coming up, and I'm really looking forward to what you're about to share. I'll be judging you in the area of visual effects. And a nice, interesting beginning, nice entrance for the color guard. Yeah. Yeah. Very effective way of bringing the two halves of the band together. Very nice. Yeah, and a nice way to stage the soloist. And lovely playing, by the way. Very nice. Yeah, good for you. Very cool. I'll tell you what, you know, what I think is really impactful about what you did is that we didn't know what was coming until absolutely when we were supposed to know what was coming. And also, you know, very nice use of the horn flash, and particularly effective that the music, you know, that the music was supported by it. Yeah, and very nice performance of the movements on my left-hand side. And wonderful interaction of these elements. So very, very cohesively designed. Love how this follow the leader is developed on the right-hand side of the show. Very nice. Yeah, and these forms read so crisply, and such a very nice, impactful moment. And the fact that the percussion is the main group moving for a while there really, really highlights their musical role, and it really highlights what's going on. So, very nice to see all these different elements developing. Yeah. Very nice, very effective. I think I was watching this, you know, a lot of our development here, and with the different groupings, I think that trumpet solo did sort of surprise me. So if there might be a way to maybe highlight a little bit more visually, at least, where like very effectively, of course, you know, it was in the middle of the field on the 50-yard line. We had the flute solo earlier. Some of that trumpet solo was a little bit harder for me to scan and find, but. And I think there's, so here where we're seeing this sort of this block develop, I think there could be a crispness to this formation that could give us an idea of actually what sort of the geometry is developing throughout this. And what we're seeing right now is I can see where we're trying to build like this freneticness throughout that, but it is sort of giving a little bit of a layer of unclarity to otherwise what is, you know, where everything else that we've hit formation-wise has just been so crisp and clear. Wonderful work on the pass-throughs here on the 35-yard line. So difficult to make sure those pacings maintain the same, and so great to see that those were well performed. Very nice. Yeah, nice big sound there. Nice big movements to match it. So now as we're sort of disintegrating the forms, if we can have... Yeah, so again, we see all these different elements going on. And you know, it's interesting, you know, I'm watching as we, you know, we have such interesting things going on from 25 to 25. My attention is drawn, and I... So part of it is in this part, you know, I'm wondering where the audience visually should be drawn to. So certainly there's a compelling thing going on the guard. We have some movement going on side one. We have some nice movement on side two. You know, with a band of your size, and you know, you can take up so much of the field. There might be something at least as far as like the musical message being delivered that could add a little more clarity. Very effective use of the rippled moves across the arcs. Very nice. And here we are breaking the forms apart, bringing the percussion in. Nicely staged. Well done. Nice rifle work. Good. And that's super difficult to do. So I really appreciate how well you executed the turnarounds, and but as well that you executed so effectively setting up those lines. Okay, and we have the intersecting sort of the DNA move almost. Nice. Cool, and I enjoy... Yeah, very well done, and I really appreciate how this all comes together with these angular formations and merging. Really nice way of bringing those elements together and drawing the audience into the cohesive message. Nice. Very nice. And you know what makes this follow the leader move, or that, you know, this so effective, is that everyone is so competently and so well executing their individual marching responsibilities that the changes in the direction are very effective. And these pinwheel formations, just watching our spacing as those go around, very difficult to do, especially since those outside people have so much more ground to cover, but making sure that's consistent. All right, and a nice development of that, you know, more or less company front, but yeah, nice big chord supporting this. Yeah, very strong ending, very well done, congratulations. So. You know, and as I'm watching this, you know, certainly this pose at the end is wonderful, and I've seen it come up a couple of times throughout the show, so it really brings a nice visual thematic element. And you know, I'll tell you, you know, your visual repertoire throughout the show is so beautifully developed, so beautifully written, and performed with such a level of sophistication and nuance that I hope you recognize how much the audience appreciates it, and certainly how much I appreciate it. you know, there are, you know, moments of small individual elements I think that could support it. And I think one of the things too would just be, you know, for me as a first time viewer of the show and as a as an enthusiastic audience member, since there is so much going on so often, are there ways that we can really highlight directing the audience's attention to particular elements or how these different elements of motion that are contrasting and even sometimes conflicting, you know, how that might lead us to how that can really lead the audience to respecting how this musical elements tie in and how that's supported throughout it. But, you know, really the such a nicely nuanced show, such an interesting show, and you guys sound so good. So really a highlight to hear you, and best of luck on the rest of your season.